Good afternoon. I'm opening the Senate Committee on Consumer Protection and Public Affairs for today, Thursday, May 28, 2009. We have several bills on the agenda. We're going to take them actually in the order that they are on the agenda. Our first is opening a work session to entertain a motion on House Bill 2377A.
Madam Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 2377A engrossed as amended.
Senator Rosenbaum moves that the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 2377A engrossed as amended. The motion is not debatable. Is there any objection to the motion? If not, then the rules are suspended.
Madam Chair, having voted on the prevailing side, I move we reconsider the vote by which we passed House Bill 2377A engrossed as amended.
Senator Rosenbaum moves to reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2377A engrossed as amended was passed. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? The motion carries. The measure is once again before the committee.
Madam Chair, I move that House Bill 2377A engrossed as amended be reported out of the committee without recommendation as to passage and recommend that the bill be referred to the Rules Committee.
Senator Rosenbaum moves that House Bill 2377A engrossed as amended be reported out of the committee without recommendation as to passage and recommends that the bill be referred to the Rules Committee. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Ann, will you please call the roll?
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Girard?
No.
Senator Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Vice Chair George?
No.
Senator Rodriguez? Aye. The motion passes. House Bill 2377A engrossed as amended is referred to the Rules Committee. And I'll close the work session on 2377A and open a work session on 2199A. And committee, this has been before us a couple of times. We have an amendment that's the Dash 6 amendment, and I just want to state for the record that this amendment is not in a place now to be considered. It came to us late. It's lengthy. We've had several communications about it. We have not had the opportunity to have a public hearing on it. It's a complex issue, and what I would like to do is have the people who are interested in this amendment get together during the interim and talk about what can be done to further that. But at this late date, with no opportunity for public hearing, we will not be entertaining the A6 amendment. So I will entertain a motion on the bill.
Madam Chair,
oh, here
I move House Bill 2199A engrossed to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Rosenbaum moves House Bill 2199A engrossed to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, I move the Dash 6 amendments. I know you don't want to entertain it, but DCBS had 3 days to look this over and come up with their recommendations, and I find it just derelict in their duties not to come up with an opinion on this bill.
Well, Senator Girard, this is a 28-page amendment, and it's very complex. It makes not only technical changes, it makes substantive changes to the area of law. This we didn't get this until just the other day, and it's a very complex issue that this is the end of the session. This is the last day of committee, and there's not opportunity to review this. It isn't just coming up with a fiscal. It's a very complicated area. We started to get communications from different organizations in opposition to the amendment, and I'm not going to entertain that motion because it's...
Madam Chair, I don't believe you have the option not to entertain it.
Okay. We'll vote on it then. We'll vote on the... Senator Girard moved the A6 amendments, moved to adopt the A6 amendments on House Bill 2199.
Do you want a roll call?
Yes, please.
Okay. Senator Burdick?
No.
Senator Girard?
Aye.
Senator Rosenbaum?
No.
Vice Chair George?
Aye.
Chair Bonavici?
No, the A6 amendment is not adopted. So we have a motion on, back to motion on the original bill.
I had already made that motion, so it should be before us. Mm-hmm.
The motion is before us. So is there further discussion? Seeing none, Ann, will you please call the roll?
Senator Burdick.
Aye.
Senator Girard.
No.
Senator Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Vice Chair George.
Aye.
Chair Bonamici.
Aye. House Bill 2199 moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And Senator Burdick, would you like to carry this bill?
I'd be happy to, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I'll close the work session on House Bill 2199A, and I would like the parties to continue to work on this over the interim. Next, I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2325.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2325 and Gross be reported out of the committee without a recommendation as to the passage and recommended that the bill be referred to the Rules Committee.
Senator George moves that House Bill 2325 A and Gross be reported out of committee without recommendation as to passage and recommend that it be referred to the Rules Committee. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Ann, will you please call the roll?
Senator Berger?
Aye.
Senator Girard?
No.
Senator Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Vice Chair George?
No.
Chair Bonamici?
Aye. House Bill 2325A is recommended for referral to the Senate President's desk for consideration to be sent to the Rules Committee. And I'll close the work session on House Bill 2325A. I'll open a work session on House Bill 2371A and ask Lori to summarize the Dash A19 amendment for us, please.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2371A and Gross has been before you several times. Most recently Tuesday, there was a Dash A18 amendment and the Dash A19 before you. The Dash A19 makes only one minor change that I hope was highlighted on your amendment that we distributed earlier today, and that is on page 2. And it simply clarifies that the information collected by the wireless or telecommunications entities, it defines it by swiping in an individual's driver's license or identification card, and then names again the exact same materials that are collected.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Andrea and Elise, would you like to come up here and do the explanation that you'd like to put on the record, please? And I want to thank you all. Is Matt coming up too? Are you part of this group? Thank you so much for continuing to work on this. I know it's been an ongoing thing. We're up to the Dash A19, but if you'd like to put anything on the record with regard to the A19 amendment, go right ahead.
Do you want me to go first? With a smirk on my face. Madam Chair and members of the committee, Elise Brown today representing AT&T, and I guess the number one thing I want to mention for the record is a big thank you to all of you on the committee, but more importantly, my colleague from ACLU. This has been a tedious, lengthy process, and we certainly appreciate the flexibility and the patience in getting there. And I think before you, you have an amendment that gets it right. And I think all in the name of protecting the consumers who are purchasing wireless goods and also the companies that are selling that. So if you need further clarification on why the amendment, I'm happy to do that. You also have in front of you a letter that was submitted to you by AT&T that really clarifies the whole process for collecting the information both manually and by the swiping system. So, if you need more clarification, I'm happy to provide that. And we're just happy that this day is here. And, again, hope that you will move the Dash A19s forward. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope you're happy that this day is here because you agreed on the amendment, not because it's the last day of the committee. Andrea, did you want to add anything?
Senator Bonamici, members of the committee, Andrea Meyer, legislative director for the ACLU. Actually, the last thing I remember about this bill was it passing 57-0 on the House side, and we were at the Dash 6 amendments over here. But that brings us to today, and we do appreciate the committee moving forward on this bill and adopting the amendments and sending it to the floor with hopefully as strong a support on that Senate floor as there was on the House.
Thank you so much. Mr. Vice Chair.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 19 amendments to House Bill 2371 A and Gross, dated May 28, 2009.
Senator George moves to adopt the Dash A 19 amendments to House Bill 2371 A and Gross, dated May 28, 2009. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I also want to compliment the ACLU for the flexibility. They had the votes to move the bill without being flexible, and Andrea specifically was very flexible, especially with me, and I appreciate her patience because I put about 3 weeks' worth of work on her shoulders, really with no upside reward to her, and I want to thank her on the record, and thank you for the flexibility. So
appreciate that. Any other discussion? Any objection? If not, the amendments are adopted.
Oh, sorry. Just thinking it was done. Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2371 A and Gross as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator George moves House Bill 2371 A and Gross as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Ann, will you please call the roll?
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Gerard?
Aye.
Senator Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Vice Chair George?
Aye.
Chair Bonamici?
Aye. House Bill 2371, as amended, goes to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And Senator George, would you carry this bill?
I will.
Thank you. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2371. And
can you say something on this?
Yes, you can say something on the record.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to thank you and the rest of the committee. It has been my delight to work with Anne and all of you, and all of you out there, John and Emily, who have taken my calls 1,000 times. So I appreciated the opportunity and the learning curve that you allowed me, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, and we've appreciated having you, Lori and Ann. You've been a wonderful committee administrator and committee assistant, and I want to, on the record, acknowledge all of you for your hard work during this session. It seems like it went by quickly sometimes, and then other times it seems like it didn't, but thank you so much for all of your hard work, and I want to especially acknowledge Emily and John, who are here for the last committee meeting, to be here to celebrate with us or to watch the very end. So thanks to them, too.
Madam Chair, if I could.
Yes.
Madam Chair, I just want to obviously thank you. I know on a lot of these issues we haven't agreed, but you have been incredibly flexible with me on those areas where we can come to agreement, and I really appreciate that. And
we're always striving to find
Yeah, I know you did, and I appreciate that. And obviously, I just think our staff has been wonderful, and thank you to Ann and Lori for your guys' hard work. I appreciate you guys keeping me in the loop and let me tirade on you sometimes.
No, you enjoy every minute, Senator, every minute, absolutely.
Madam Chair. Senator Rosenbaum.
Yes, I just want to second those comments. The staff has been terrific. I really appreciate the opportunity to serve with you and my colleagues. And I think we've had some difficult issues, but passed some good legislation. I particularly want to compliment you because I don't believe that you had chaired a committee before.
Correct.
And you really have done, I think, an excellent job with this one, and your attention to detail, just I think your diligence and the care with which you've worked these bills and the even-handedness, really, you are to be commended. So.
Thank you very much. And for those of you who don't know this, in 2001, I was a legislative assistant to then-Representative Diane Rosenbaum. So who would have known that I would be chairing a committee on which she has served? So it's
right.
Been wonderful to have you on the committee.
Thank you.
And Madam Chair, I also want to express my appreciation, especially for your intelligence and your thoroughness. And I think you bring a lot of your judiciary expertise into this committee, and a lot of these issues are very complex. And I also appreciate your patience in those moments when I'm occasionally the skunk at the garden party and admire your good spirits.
Well,
it's been quite an experience.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been great to have all of you on the committee. So, and we are going to be celebrating at a date that we're coordinating right now. So, sorry, I don't have refreshments for you now. thank you all, and I'm going to adjourn for today and for the session. Thank you so much.